I now request Commodore J.S. Dhanoa, Commanding Officer, INS Valsura, to kindly deliver the closing address of this fourth edition of AI workshop. So,
good afternoon. Brigadier Sridhar, Brigadier Ajay Katoch, Commodore Shaunak Chatterjee, esteemed guest speakers who were on site today, officers from the other services of ours, the Army and the Air Force, officers, ladies and gentlemen. As we reach the culmination of the workshop on emerging artificial intelligence technologies for decision making in maritime domain, I am pleased to deliver the closing address for this event. Over the last 3 days, we have had exciting discussions about various ideas and concepts that have emerged out of the thought-provoking presentations during the workshop. I am pleased to announce that this edition of the workshop saw active participation from over 200 on-site and 500 online participants, which included officers from three services, academia, students from reputed engineering colleges from across the country. It was indeed a privilege for us for having Vice Admiral M.A. Humpy Holy Flag Officer, Commanding in Chief, Southern Naval Command, delivering the plenary address, and Vice Admiral Sanjay Mahindru, the Deputy Chief of Naval Staff, delivering the keynote address. They shared their thoughts on strategies and nuances of adoption of this technology for naval operations. As the Center of Excellence for Training on AI and Big Data in the Indian Navy, Valsura has the mandate to educate the officers and sailors of the Navy about the underlying principles of artificial intelligence, the impact of this technology that it will have on military operations, and provide an exposure to the latest trends and developments in this field and its applicability in the maritime domain. I'm glad to note that over the last 3 days, we could explore the opportunities and challenges that artificial intelligence, machine learning, and deep learning as a subset of each other offer, and could get insights into exciting advancements in this technology. If I were to categorize the lectures and learnings of the last 3 days, I think going by the classification made by number of speakers, it would be data-centric AI, moving on to model-centric AI, then application-centric AI, and now human-centric AI. And what I alluded to earlier was in terms of maturing of technology from concept to deployment, we go through a phase of skepticism, high enthusiasm, and realism, or in between, as one of the speakers brought out, a trap where expectations don't match what is possible, and then we come to realism. So we are at the cusp of moving towards a more realistic development and deployment of this technology as new vistas open up and we see it proliferating in our day-to-day lives. We have seen the need to validate and get appropriate data that is required to train algorithms by improving methods for data acquisition, its persistence, integrity, and quality. The importance of data management was also stressed upon by Vice Admiral Sanjay Mahindru during the keynote address for the workshop. Despite the shift to a data-centric approach, the implementation of AI modules will still need attention to ensure that outputs continue to help us make better decisions and choices. And in this context, I draw upon the comment made by one of our professors from the MIT, who mentioned that the AI in AI exception is not an exception, but exception is a norm. And therefore, we need to be very conscious about how we train it and how we use it and understand its limitations. The focus on moving on to application-centric AI, we saw how natural language processing, autonomous vehicles, computer vision, and intelligent applications are shaping warfare, with examples of use of AI in the recent conflicts in various parts of the world. Focus on explainable AI shows that sufficient work is going on towards improving or getting insight into the decision making or recommendations by AI algorithms by trying to understand how these decisions have been arrived at or recommendations have been arrived at, and therefore comment on and evaluate such algorithms. While the domain of explainable AI is still a trade-off between the explainability and performance of the system, we hope, and certainly as military who deal with delivery of high energy kinetic projectiles with destructive force, we hope to see considerable progress in this direction before it gets deployed in earnest. Coming to human-centric AI, we saw the focus and importance being given to the trust, security of AI, responsible AI, digital ethics when adapting AI by focusing on choices related to transparency, fairness, bias mitigation, safety, privacy, and regulatory compliance. Understand and appropriate use of this technology would help us in transforming the Indian Navy and the other services into an AI-enabled force, as highlighted by Vice Admiral Humpty Oli, the flag officer commanding in chief, during the plenary address. He advised that this transformation would require pragmatic specification of requirements. There is the requirement for decision makers to be educated and aware of the capability and limitations of this technology so that it is appropriately incorporated in our future induction. Towards this, sustained and focused collaboration with defense with academia and industry is essential for successful implementation of tailored systems designed to empower the soldier and decision makers in our areas of work. I also thank the officers who articulated their understanding and thoughts about the applications of AI in the Indian Navy in particular and presented their papers in this workshop. Such critical thinking is indicative that there is sufficient ideation and traction on the subject, which is critical to shaping its incorporation into the naval system. As one of the speakers during the workshop remarked, AI is more about thought and less about technology. I'm sure that the talks in this workshop have helped us reflect and motivated us to embark on this journey of transformation by being better informed about the possibilities of this technology. For participants of this workshop to continue the engagement with esteemed faculty and staff, scientists have their time out recordings of the lectures and the community. I extend special thanks to the illustrious speakers who shared their experience and thoughts during the workshop. At the same time, I thank the personnel who helped organize the event. I also take this opportunity to thank our organization, CSO Tech, Commodore Training, CITO at Southern Naval Command, Commodore IT at Naval Headquarters for their unwavering support for this annual event. I would also like to extend my gratitude to various staff at the headquarters of Eastern Naval Command, Western Naval Command, and the Andaman and Nicobar Command, as well as the Integrated Defense Service Headquarters for their support. I would also like to thank members of the services and their centers of excellence in AI, Uran, as well as MCP Mau for their cooperation and active participation in this event. Finally, and most significantly, gratitude is expressed to the participants and audience for taking time out from their busy schedules to attend this workshop over the preceding 3 days. AI is an emerging technology, though some may say it is no longer emerging, it is already there in the fore. But perhaps considering how far it will go, we are at the stage of emergence, and it is critical to continually keep abreast with the improvements in the improvements that are ongoing and the trajectory that it is likely to take in the near future as well as the far future. And we hope that this annual event conducted by the Center of Excellence for AI in Big Data at INS Valsura under the aegis of Southern Naval Command will continue to provide a platform to enable this. I sincerely hope and expect to see all of you and your friends at the event next year. Thank you. Shano Varuna, Jai Hind.